If you ask, we cannot see the spiritual, so why should we believe the spiritual? I am rephrasing your question so that I can answer it. Can you please allow me to answer?
Yeah.
So earlier, you were talking about whether there is an objective reality to happiness and distress. I explained physically there is a reality which is undeniable. Now as far as the spiritual is concerned, the fundamental reality that enables us to perceive all reality, that is consciousness. If you were not conscious, you would not be able to think what is real, what is not real. If I were not conscious, I would not be able to perceive what is real or what is unreal. So consciousness is the fundamental reality that enables us to perceive all realities. And consciousness has no material origin. Materially speaking, it is made of the same thing as my body, as my brain. It's ultimately made of atoms and molecules, or fundamental particles. None of them have consciousness. So, none of them have remotely anything that resembles consciousness. So, consciousness is the fundamental reality. And that consciousness has no material explanation. Dr. Wilder Penfield was a famous neurosurgeon. He's considered the father of neurosurgery. And he did experiments on the human brain for almost 40 years. And he wrote a book called The Mystery of the Mind, in which he gave many experiments, one experiment I'll quickly tell. He had a subject, that different parts of the brain are connected with different functions of the body. So he asked the subject to raise the hand. Subject raised the hand. And then what happened? He said, I raised my hand. And he found that the particular part of the brain which controls the motor nervous system, which causes the hand to raise, that part of the brain was activated. He told the subject, put your hand down. He put the hand down, that part of the brain got deactivated. In the second case, he externally activated that part of the brain. Hand went up. He asked the subject, what happened? He said, my hand went up. Did you raise your hand? No, I didn't. You did. He deactivated that part of the brain. The hand fell down. What happened? My hand fell down. Did you put your hand down? No, I didn't. He says, who did? You did. So Dr. Penfield asked the question, in the second case, he was the activator of that part of the brain. He, as an external agent, activated that part of the brain which caused the hand to rise and fall. In the first case, who was the activator? He probed different, activated different parts of the brain, but no part of the brain ever gave the person the sense of agency that I am doing things. So he concluded after 40 years of brain research that the brain is like a computer, but it is programmed by something outside of itself. The source of consciousness is extracerebral. So that extracerebral, non-material reality, that is the source of consciousness, that is what we call a soul. That is the spiritual. So the spiritual is the foundational reality because of which we can debate whether this is real or that is real. So the spiritual is something which you can intellectually understand, and through the process of meditation, we can practically experience. Okay? Thank you. Yeah.
If I start two more hands, the dinner plates are actually